The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you here for the day. There are 7 kingdom of heaven parables in the Gospel of Matthew, and all of them are united by the theme that the kingdom of heaven is not something that's coming to us later after we die at the end of time, something like that. Kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. And our Lord wants you to be able to see it. The kingdom of heaven is something you can think of as the discovery of God's presence in the world. Sometimes that discovery is as if completely by accident, like discovering a treasure buried in a field. Just going about your ordinary events of the day. Maybe you're hit with a theophany or an epiphany and you have an insight. Didn't prepare for it at all, just happened. Sometimes that discovery is the consequence of a long, arduous search, like the merchant searching for fine pearls. In the first instance, our Lord reminds us that everything's a gift. In the second instance, our Lord reminds us that he won't do anything without our cooperation. But in both instances, he asks us to give all that we have and to cooperate with him. And in that sense, I'd like to look at the second little parable, the search for the pearl of great price. Now remember, every parable contains a twist. And in the twist, that's where the message is to be found. So you look at the pearl of great price, and you think about this guy who sells absolutely everything that he has and he buys this pearl, okay? So now he's got this pearl. What's he going to eat for dinner? Is the pearl going to protect him from the rainfall at night, right? Imagine you're walking through the streets and you come upon this poor homeless vagabond. And you say to him, "Brother, are you doing okay? Is there anything I can help you with?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm fine, because look, I got this pearl," right? Okay, the twist is that the kingdom of God really does provide all that you need. There's an image for this that comes from the saint we celebrate today, St. Ignatius of Loyola, an image that I've always loved. Now, St. Ignatius of Loyola was trained as a soldier. And he uses his image of Christ as a military commander who says to all of his troops, "If anyone will serve in my company and give all that he has for my honor and my glory, I will reward him with special rank and special pay." When you look at the lives of the saints, this is what you discover, that sometimes almost miraculously, they have everything that they need, no matter where they go, no matter what they do. And that no matter where they are, they're always filled with great joy. Special rank, special pay. St. Ignatius says that for those who give themselves entirely to the Lord, he even commands his angels to be at their service, to be at your service, to provide everything that you need. However, you do have to offer him all that you have. Now, there's an image for offering him all that I have that helps me, once again, that I'll share with you, and it's when I go to the hospital. And I see these people that are, maybe they're close to death, or maybe they can't do anything at all for themselves. And I look at these people in the hospital bed, and I think, now that's what it means to be completely surrendered. We don't want to have to wait until we're in the hospital before we're completely surrendered, but to give our whole selves to God in complete trust that he really will provide. You can't give him that trust unless you first know how greatly loved you are. So let's make that our prayer intention for today. Let's ask God to help us to know, first of all, how greatly loved we are, and that what he gives is far, far greater than what he takes. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us.